This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. America, and welcome to Gun Owners News Hour. This is first time I'm putting this out there to you in 2019. And this is actually the 20th time I do this, the 20th Gun Owners News Hour show. So, let's talk. I'm a little concerned with things right now. This is more of me just telling you a story of what I'm about to do. And it's actually good because I have sponsors that are going to inadvertently help me do this. So here's a problem. I live in the upstate of South Carolina, just outside of a town or a city called Greenville. And Greenville is trying to grow up. They're trying to become a big city. We don't have the infrastructure. There's a lot of things we don't have pursuant to becoming the big city. The other thing that has happened, though, is we've been discovered by the gangs. And I have a sponsor that is within, 7 or 8 miles. Of gang activity. Now, a gun shop here in my area has been being approached by people from MS-13. And so this guy is going to quit. He's just going to close his shop up and go away. He's a little nervous about having MS-13. Now, police officers frequent his gun shop. And I don't know what the deal is with this, but I'm coming to this belief that we're just surrounded on all sides with something that could occur just any old time. What am I talking about? Well, let's see. Antifa is a thing. Now, it's not really a thing around here. We have little pop-ups that occur here and there, but it's not really a thing that is ongoing. You know, like it is, say, in Portland, Oregon. But that's not to say that it might not happen. We've had Black Lives Matter here. We've had the Moms Demand Action. We've had Antifa, but just not to the degree anywhere else might happen. Now, that doesn't mean that it might not get bigger, because what's happening in a lot of areas is that a lot of these people leaving these northeastern enclaves that are now big tax areas like New York State, and well, they're coming south. I don't know why. Right now we're having weather that sort of reminds me of Vietnam and Apocalypse Now. That notwithstanding. Then, of course, we have just random crime. We have regular crime, random crime, terrorist crime, all kinds of things, attacks. That's a possibility. Then we have the possibility of an EMP. Talked about EMP a little bit. So now I'm finding out that there's certain areas in my city that are now controlled by certain gangs. And one of them is MS-13, which MS-13 is a very vicious street gang. And nationally speaking, it doesn't surprise me that there's more Hispanic street gangs than there are other street gangs in my state, because Hispanic street gangs are the bigger of all gangs in the United States. They have more members, bigger percentage. So that's not a new thing to sit there and realize it. It's just a new thing to sit back and say, it's happening here. So to that end, I used to, whenever I would travel, I would travel with what I would call the kit. I used to call it the ISIS welcome wagon bag, or the Not Today Antifa bag. Now I just call it the kit because, it's just so much easier just to say the kit. The kit is primarily an assortment primarily of lethal things with some first aid things and some, you know, light things and some other things. But it's primarily weapons and ammunition. And the kit has gone through various incarnations. And I have different kits for different purposes. Now, if I'm going to be going a long way away, then I have the kit full-sized. And the kit full-size is quite the kit, because the kit full-size is going to be two sets of body armor. It's going to be the Spikes Tactical AR-15 and a AR-15 from Franklin Armory, the PDWC C-11. It's going to be two or three pistols. It's going to be water. It's going to be food. It's going to be all kinds of trauma kits, all kinds of things. Because if something does occur, I may not, like, say, an EMP. Whoever's with me, I'm going to be able to outfit me and somebody else with that particular kit. And if I have to sort of stay in place for a bit, I'll be able to do that as well. That's the full-size kit. Then there's the medium-sized kit. The medium-sized kit is the kit that I carry around here for the most part. The medium-sized kit and all of the kits primarily consist of a, on the sidearm, it's going to be a double-stack 9mm pistol with spare ammunition. It's going to be an AR-15 of some sort with spare ammunition. And it's going to be, you know, just various little items. But the medium kit does not include body armor and or food or water, because that's what I'm going to be carrying around here primarily. The reason for this, and listen, wherever you are in your municipality, whatever is available to you, whatever is the compliant model of weapon, the reason I'm telling you this is I think this is something that everybody should be doing. Simply because we don't know what's going to happen. Now, we know that EMP is going to happen sometime in our lifetime of some sort, either, you know, solar in origin or maybe North Korean, Chinese, I don't know. We've got the Chinese out there right now talking about taking us out, and they don't even understand what's going to happen, because the American military, despite everything that's gone on, despite Obama and everything else, the American military is battle hardened. They haven't been having to do things by proxy. They've actually been showing up to do it. So that's item number one. But that's, like I'm saying, you just don't know where the threat's going to come from. So are you carrying a kit? And if you're not carrying a kit, would you consider carrying a kit? And listen, it doesn't matter what's in the kit. If pistol caliber carbines, I have no compunction about a pistol caliber carbine. A pistol caliber carbine, if you've got it, the best gun that you have for the tool, for the task at hand, is the one you got with you. So it doesn't have to be an AR. It can be, one pistol caliber carbine that I'm happy to recommend is the CZ Scorpion. Those things are lighter and everything. Actually, your kit could be very, very small with that, which I'm going to build a very, very small kit with a CZ Scorpion. But there is no right or wrong answer to the kit as long as you have one. Are you putting together a kit? Have you got a kit already? This does not make you a prepper, by the way. If you think that sort of stigmatizes you, there's nothing wrong with being a prepper. Actually, the preppers are ready for anything. They'll be the ones that I'm looking for. I know a few of them around here, and I'll be like, hey, what I got to trade you? And I'll trade with them. But here's the thing. In the event that any of these types of occurrences happen around you, you're going to be by yourself. You're going to have to rely upon yourself. You're going to have to do what you can do. And if you're not prepared to handle that, this is going to end badly. And it shouldn't end badly for you. So, think about that. So, think about doing a kit. Think about putting a kit together for your day-to-day. It won't take that much effort. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back 2019. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's a thing going on. I don't know if you've noticed this. Right now, they've got this thing happening called the bump stock ban. The bump stock ban is a very bad thing precipitously because the bump stock itself is an accessory. And the bump stock itself is two or three pieces of plastic. It's mechanically, it is one of the most simplest of things out there. And bump stocks make you fire semi-automatic weapons faster. They make your finger bounce up and down on the trigger. Or, you know, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. So, they, of course, have been banned in response to the Las Vegas shooting, which we still don't know anything about the Las Vegas shooting. We don't know nearly as much as we should know about it. I'm still trying to figure out who told the shooter that that was a smoking hot idea to have bump stocks in the first place, because that is not what you would use if you actually want to hit something, unless you're hitting a gigantic crowd of people. But then after that, of course, it, you know, when they scatter, then you're not hitting nothing. But that's all. That's also beside the point. I have a theory on this, okay? And this is sort of a circular theory, so stick with me on this one. Now, President Trump was the one advocating for the bump stock ban, so he sent that to his DOJ, which is currently being helmed by a guy named Whitaker, who's the acting attorney general, which, of course, the Democrats said was illegitimate to begin with. I guess they'll leave him legitimate now that he's banned bump stocks, but that's beside the point. The president can't do that, okay? No president can do that. No president can do that. So this is now going to go to the courts, and it will go to the courts, and it will be fought there. Now that this has happened, it's sort of out of the hands of everybody out there. There's no legislation to fight. There's nobody to call to lobby. The president moved on the bump stock ban because I think the NRA, who I am a member of the NRA, I need a strong NRA, but I need a smart NRA. The NRA got out there, and the NRA knew something about bump stocks. They knew that the ATF had evaluated them and then reevaluated them and reevaluated. Yeah, they'd done it four or five times altogether. So they made what they thought was a very innocuous statement by saying, well, maybe there's a need for more regulation. The entire sentence would have been, well, maybe there's a need for more regulation. After all, they've only been evaluated four or five times. We've only come up with the same conclusion four or five times. But when you just throw that sort of thing out there and you're rolling your eyes like, it's so ridiculous. Those kind of gestures aren't seen. Only what you articulate is what is heard and repeated. President Trump has been relying on the NRA as a proxy of information for quite some time. He spoke to them in 2016 before the election. He spoke to them in 2017 after the election. And a lot of gun owners voted for President Donald Trump. Now, this now takes us to, why would the NRA say this? Because normally what happens with the NRA is the NRA waits to make a statement. And uncharacteristically, after the Las Vegas rampage killing, they made a statement pretty quick regarding the bump stock. Now, of course, they're walking that back saying, we don't think it's a good idea. Bans never solve anything. Yeah, you're right. You're right with that, but you just didn't say anything about it when you had that first chance, because they grabbed at that golden ring you dangled before them. So this will go before the courts, and now that part of it, whether it's constitutional, it's not constitutional. But that will go before the courts, and it's really out of our hands now. But then this takes us to some other things. Like we hear about the gun owners under siege in New Jersey, the gun owners under siege in California, the gun owners under siege in Maryland, New York, Illinois, all Hawaii, all these places, Washington State. We hear about this, and the reason these gun owners are under siege is because of their elected politicians. The reason, and you can look at these states, you can look at the NRA. In the NRA, there's 2.5 million voting members in the NRA, and less than 5% of them actually vote for the board of directors. They mail out the ballots. And see, the Democrats have figured out about these ballots that don't ever get used. This is where you get this ballot harvesting that's happening in California. They've got people going out to people's houses, and they'll say, listen, your ballot has not been turned in. If you'd like to fill it out, I'll take it in and turn it in for you. And who knows how much voter fraud is occurring with that one, right? Who knows? So with the NRA, you know, less than 5% of the people voting for that. And then I sit around. I'm not a voting member of the NRA. I'm a ways away from becoming one. The way I could do it, the short way would be to give them a bunch of money, which I'm just not going to do. I'm just not going to do that. But we got to get rid of the apathy. We can't sit back and have the NRA and Donald Trump and the Republicans and say, these are our proxies in this fight. I don't have to be an activist anymore. Now, when there's something happening in the legislative branch, I'm on the phone once a week, and I'm calling two senators and one representative. I do that once a week. I make three phone calls once a week. I never, of course, speak to these people, but I do speak to their staffs. Some of them know me. So, I mean, the fact that I'm saying this, in some cases, what I actually say does actually get to these representatives and senators. And that may very well be the way it is, too, because at the end of the day, this is the thing about representatives and senators. They like being representatives and senators. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if anything else they would probably do, but that's beside the point. We're going to have to, if you're a member of the NRA and you're a voting member of the NRA, please vote for, take the time, take the 5 minutes it takes to vote for one person. You can vote for up to 25 people, but you only have to cast one vote if that's all you want to vote for. Vote for the one person you know that's running. Become active. We have to be activists beyond voting for these people and getting them in office. Politicians, if you get out there and you're going to invest a whole lot of admiration and trust in a politician, you are going to be disappointed. Trust me on that one. If you haven't already figured out that, trust me on that one. You're going to be very, very disappointed. And there's no coming back from that, because once they put it in play, then it's going to be harder to pull that back in. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, Slingers. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to start a new segment, a new segment on Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to call this the Undeclared Soft Civil War. Okay. Indicators of the Undeclared Soft Civil War. Now, this week, the Democrats, who now think they run the country, the Democrats have taken control of the House. And I'm not surprised at what they're doing. I am a little surprised at the speed at which they're coming. And this is because they clearly believe they have a mandate, which, no, they don't have a mandate. Far from it. We have a divided government is what we have. So what have they got going on, and why would this lead us, you ask, to a civil war? Well, allow me. Representative Steve Cohen, Democrat from Tennessee, has introduced a pair of constitutional amendments that would eliminate the Electoral College, as well as strictly prohibiting a president from pardoning himself, family members, or associates. The Electoral College exists in the same way as the Senate. The Electoral College is designed to make sure that everybody is enfranchised when they're voting. All states are enfranchised, not just the major population centers. That's why each state has two senators. And, you know, the big populous states have a lot of electoral votes, but they don't now have enough, as they figured out with Hillary Clinton going down in flames, they don't have enough to win the election electorally. Trump stomped her 304 to 232. They believe, in addition to this, now, if they were to succeed in the dissolution of the Electoral College, the next thing they would do is they would look at the Senate and they would say, well, how long is Wyoming going to have the same amount of senators as California? when California clearly has more people. So, Representative Cohen calls the Electoral College distorting and outdated. He said, Americans expect and deserve the winner of the popular vote to win the office. And more than a century ago, we amended our Constitution to provide for the direct election of U.S. senators. It's past time we directly elect our president and vice president. No, I don't agree with you, sir. I don't agree with you. The way it works now is when a president wins a state, in most cases, and not in all cases, but in most cases, they get all the electoral votes. In some cases, they may be divvied up, but I think it's only a handful of times. In the case of California, because Clinton won by 3 million popular votes, but nearly all of that came from California. And in California, they have motor voter, where an illegal alien, where they are a sanctuary state, can get a driver's license. So if they have the motor voter, that means now they can vote. So no thanks. Presidential pardons. I don't know of a president that's ever pardoned himself. I don't even know if that's a thing. I know Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon after Nixon resigned and Ford became the first unelected president of the United States. I know that, but he's looking at Donald Trump Jr. He's looking at Jared Kushner. He's saying they could be indicted. As special counsel Robert Mueller continues his probe into Russian interference, although there's been no evidence of that at all. And the idea came up that Trump would issue a pardon for himself, which I've never heard of that before. Another thing they want to look at is to making it easier for people to vote while tightening election security. And it would also require presidents to disclose their tax returns. It would create an automatic national voter registration while expanding access to early and online registration. Anybody think that wouldn't be taken advantage of? The government shut down. They, on their first day in office, it was the 13th day and of the shutdown, and they put together a plan to reopen the government, and it didn't include funding for Trump's border wall. And I'm going to tell you right now, the reason we don't have a border wall, people, is because of Paul Ryan and the 38 Republicans that quit the House. I believe we would have gotten something out of the Senate, given that Mitch McConnell discovered his spine and Lindsey Graham discovered what it meant to be a Republican again. But this House plan, by the way, will go nowhere. The Democrats are not going to get anything past the Senate that Mitch McConnell doesn't want it to, and look for Mitch McConnell to become captain conservative in the next 2 years. Then there's impeachment. Now, this is disenfranchisement as well. California Representative Brad Sherman has decided to introduce articles of impeachment, which he did. He's done it before, him and Al Green, not the singer, but the representative. They put it out there before. And I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking about here. Now, Pelosi is refusing to rule out the possibility of launching impeachment proceedings entirely. But she also is smart enough to know, because Pelosi is a really savvy political operator in her leftist land. She's also smart enough to know that this could be a very short tenure as Speaker of the House if all they do is go after Trump. We'll see where this goes. I think everybody now is going to be waiting on the Mueller report, which, you know, the Mueller report's been how many years in coming now? Then there's Representative Rashida Tlaib. I don't know if I pronounced her name right. She's a Democrat from Michigan, and she made an obscene call for President Trump, and she called him one of those really bad expletives deleted. And Pelosi did not step up and tell her, let's not do that. Now, some of you are saying, Bill, why would this be something that in the undeclared cold civil war that might become a hotspot? One of the things the left does is they never let go of anything. So if they want to get rid of the Electoral College, that's something they definitely want to do now. Then we become the United States of California/New York. Do you want to be in the United States of California/New York? Do you want somebody to? Right now in California, they just passed a law where you can't use more than 55 gallons of water on any given moment, I think, per day. And that's a load of laundry and what your dishwasher, and then you're in fine land. You're going to get fined for that. I have no idea how they're going to track that. That's going to be, you know, the most populous state in the United States. They don't have any middle class. That's the funny thing. Nancy Pelosi purports to be a champion of the middle class, and she isn't, because there's no middle class where she lives out of San Francisco. If any one of these things happen, this could lead to a really on-the-ground physical hostilities beginning. Because these guys think they have been unleashed. And like I said, they think they've got a mandate, and they don't. This might mean that you have to go from target practice to something else. Another little tidbit to think about in 2019, isn't it? I'm not trying to be depressing, by the way. I'm just trying to be provocative. I want to provoke you into thinking about this, because these are all very serious things. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey little cookie, take a walk my way.
Back again one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I haven't figured out yet if this is Gun Owners News Hour or the Gun Owners News Hour. I haven't figured that part out yet. I'm working on it. If you got an idea, send me an email. Bill at Lock and Load Rate. Lock and Load. LOCKNLOAD radio.com. I'm working on doing the whole gun owner's email address. Anyway. Got a question for you. Do you think this could be the year of a showdown nationally on Second Amendment rights? Recently, there was a temporary nationwide disruption of 9/11 services. And when that happened, the Second Amendment Foundation came out and said that this is a reminder that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms has hardly outlived its usefulness, which Alan is a master of the understatement, without a doubt. Now, for you young adults out there, this has to be a bit ironic because you're getting to, you know, your right to bear arms is being impaired and infringed due to passage in Washington State, for example, of an anti-gun initiative in November. In California and in New Jersey, gun owners are facing criminal prosecution over ammunition capacity of their magazines. And right now, there's supposed to be like this huge ban and turn-in going on in New Jersey, and that's not happening. That hasn't happened. Now, this is nothing new. When the New York Safe Act passed, they were supposed to be, all right, bring your assault weapons and register them. I think percentile-wise of the ones that are in New York State, they probably got 4% of them registered. And you don't see Cuomo getting out there and pounding on the lectern about that because they're not letting that data out. They don't want to lose that face. So, with all of these developments, a group in Florida wants to amend that state's constitution on gun rights. Everybody is looking at this like this is the answer. The answer is not about the law-abiding people. But they don't see it this way because they're in charge. So, the question becomes, will 2019 be the year of the showdown on Second Amendment rights? Now, nationally speaking, and here's the reason I carry a kid, here's the reason I carry a gun everywhere I go. Nationally speaking, the average response time for a policeman to arrive wherever you are, average, sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. average is 11.11 minutes. That doesn't sound like a long time if you're sitting there waiting to see the doctor. But it is a very long time when you think that, like, boxing rounds are three rounds each. So that would be a little, that would be right under four rounds of boxing. And you're boxing an opponent that is, has no, you know, depending upon why the he's boxing you, he may be there simply to rob you. He may be there to kill you, to rape you, to assault you, whatever it's going to do. Take everything you got, take your kids, kill everybody in the house, whatever it is. So that's a long time for him to be able to do it. So this 9/11 system crash should have been an affirmation for everyone that you are on your own. Because even if you do get through and you do call the police, the countdown begins as to when they get there. So you're on your own until they get there. All right? That's when having a gun in hand beats having a police dispatcher on the telephone. By the way, if you do call 911, if you are in the middle of something with a gun in your hand, there is no law that I know of. Check with your local municipality. There is no law that I know of that says you have to stay on the phone. The 911 dispatcher is going to try to keep you on the phone. If you're in the middle of a hostile event, hang up. Nowadays, with mobile phones, they'll be able to track you. They know where you are. Give out all the good information. Don't tell them what they don't need to know. Don't use words like kill. Use words like I was attacked. I'm the victim. I look like this. I look like that. And be looking around. But then hang up the phone. Typically, in a life-threatening emergency, Alan Gottlieb said this, call for help means police or sheriff's deputies may be several minutes to maybe an hour away. But when that system crashes, the police won't even answer the telephone, and that means that you are on your own. The anti-gunners did not like that revelation. He also threw this out there for them. The use of firearms for personal protection saves innocent lives, which is why more than 17 million citizens are licensed to carry, and that number is growing every day. But here's an incident in Florida that sort of underscores the value of being armed. According to Fox News, a city commissioner in Palmetto had to shoot an intruder in his garage. The suspect, identified as Avelino Misreal Vasquez Perez, was allegedly fleeing from local police after crashing a car into another house. I'm so glad my name is just Bill. I just like that. Commissioner Brian Williams shot the suspect twice. Local police chief Scott Tyler told reporters that Williams was lawfully defending his home and family and will not be charged. In Washington State, their new gun control law will not actively be enforced by a growing number of lawmen there. Which is, that's nothing new. I mean, states get out there and say, well, we're sanctuary states, sanctuary cities. Well, there's a law against being here illegally. Well, we don't agree. So then the law becomes, it's a guideline or a suggestion. And these guys are playing that same game, which I salute them for. But that doesn't make it right. Don't kid yourself. That doesn't make it right. It's a stupid law, but it doesn't make it right. There are other ways to do this, but I'll go with their lead. Now, many of the lawmen look at this and they cite constitutional concerns, and rights activists argue that no constitutionally protected right can be subjected to a popularity contest or public vote. No, it's not how rights work. And that's absolutely true. I see all the time, I'll see where they get out there and say, polling indicates that people want to have guns banned. Well, tough. There's a way to do it. It's called the 28th Amendment. Have at it. Because this is an amendment. This is an affirmation of a pre-existing condition. You were born with the right to defend yourself. So, the Democrats intend, and a poll came out, and gun control, nationally speaking, gun control comes in last. That people are worried about. People are not worried about guns. They're actually more worried about the government. I don't know. And I'll give you an example. In Vermont. Vermont historically has had very little state gun control. And they passed a background check bill that is what they refer to as a universal background check bill, which means that no matter how the gun is sold, whether it's you selling it or a commercial FFL selling it, somebody has to conduct the background check. The people, the politicians pass this. Now, remember, these are the guys in charge of making the laws. After they passed it, they found out that the background checks performed by state police are less comprehensive than the NICS check. So Vermont's law enforcement agencies would not be able to carry out background checks on private firearm sales, the Department of Public Safety has determined. As part of a sweeping package on gun control, they moved to expand background checks to private gun purchases, in addition to sales at gun shops or through other licensed dealers. They also asked the Department of Public Safety to find out whether state and local police, in addition to gun dealers, would be able to run background checks on sales that occur outside the retail sphere. Well, guess what? The cops can't. They ran into this in Nevada. I'm surprised that this is not one of these things where they're getting out there and looking around and saying, well, so they tried this here. Why didn't it work here? How did these, well, they're politicians. So they passed a bill without any factual background with it. So, yay. And yes, we may very well see this may be the year of the showdown on gun rights nationally, because the Democrats, they're paying attention to you. So, between now and next week, remember this. Keep your head up. Stay aware. Take care of yourself. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.